FIUS response teams, speech codes at the center of First Amendment lawsuit filed against Virginia Tech. By Brecken F. Teese on April 13, 2021. Free speech advocacy organization Speech First has filed a lawsuit against Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, better known as Virginia Tech, over its campus censorship protocols, including bias response teams and speech codes, both of which play roles in the management of speech outlined by Virginia Tech's broader discourse regulating framework. The lawsuit section on bias response teams appears to be the primary focus of the organization, and is also an area where Speech First has found legal success at other colleges. According to the organization, the Orwellian teams encourage students to monitor each other's speech and report incidents of bias. Thereafter, the bias response teams will log the incident, investigate it, attempt to re-educate the offender, and can recommend formal or informal discipline. One of the foremost concerns with disciplining bias is that the label can be used based solely on the listener's subjective reaction to speech. Universities across the country have begun halting their bias response team protocols, either voluntarily or as the result of a lawsuit, because, as the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit found of the University of Michigan's program, the referral power lurks in the background in ACTED, by way of implicit threat of punishment and intimidation to quell speech. The Fifth Circuit found that the University of Texas at Austin's program represented the clenched fist in the velvet glove of student speech regulation. Similarly, the University of Northern Colorado closed their bias response team policy, as they said it came at the expense of free speech and academic freedom, while the University of Iowa found the teams have a high failure rate and become almost punitive. According to a survey done by the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, FIRE, 42% of students believed their university would seek retributive action if they made a controversial statement. Speech First is targeting four separate censorship policies enforced by Virginia Tech: discriminatory harassment, computer usage, including network usage, bias-related incidents, and informational activities. The organization contends that the definitions for each category and the conduct that triggers the enforcement of the policies are vague, overbroad restriction as on protected speech that is incompatible with the First and 14th Amendments. According to FIRE, speech codes are university regulations prohibiting expression that would be constitutionally protected in society at large. Indeed, as the lawsuit argues, citing another case, the mere dissemination of ideas, no matter how offensive to good taste, on a state university campus may not be shut off in the name alone of conventions of decency. Virginia Tech's discriminatory harassment policy targets students who engage in inappropriate conduct that is based upon a person's age, color, disability, gender, including pregnancy, gender identity, gender expression, national origin, political affiliation, race, religion, sexual orientation, or veteran status, and unreasonably interferes with a person's work or academic performance or participation in university activities, or creates a working or learning environment that a reasonable person would find hostile, threatening, or intimidating. According to the school, however, students can be reprimanded for telling unwelcome jokes about someone's identity. In addition, even when the university determines that adjudication is not appropriate, it can still recommend that students participate in an educational conversation about the concerns raised in the complaint. The Virginia Tech Code of Conduct states that students who anticipate or observe a violation of university policy are expected to remove themselves from participation and are encouraged to report the violation. The school's computer usage policy applies to the use of any computing or communications device, regardless of ownership, while connected to the university network, and bans the use of such devices for partisan political purposes. While a Virginia Tech student could use the school's network to advocate for Black Lives Matter, for example, they could not use the same network to advocate for a specific political candidate. Virginia Tech's bias-related incident protocol monitors words or actions that contradict the spirit of the university's principles of community. The university actively encourages students to report fellow students if they hear or see something that feels like a bias incident statement or expression. Speech First alleges that Virginia Tech's continuous promotion of the bias reporting system has led to students finding bias. The university's continuous promotion of its bias incident reporting system has had an effect. 29 bias incident complaints were filed in spring 2017. That number increased to 35 in fall 2017, 37 reports in spring 2018, and 52 reports in fall 2018. The university's informational activities policy requires students file for and obtain prior written authorization before participating in activities such as the distribution of literature and/or petitioning for signatures. Students who are not members of university-affiliated organizations are forbidden from filing for prior written authorization in the first place. Speech First alleges that this policy amounts to a prior restraint on protected First Amendment activity. This lawsuit comes as a judge recently ruled a First Amendment case against the University of Virginia may proceed. The case is Speech First Incorporated v. Sanson has been assigned to Chief Judge Michael F. Urbanski in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Virginia.